Mirror Dental Arts Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
Oh, man, I forgot the Greg Swiatek music. How can I forget that? Let's just... There we go. 836.
Now it's time for sports, ladies and gentlemen.
I was all befuddled, you know.
Did Miss Maryland throw you off?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. Hey.
I always love, by the way, when you make me follow Miss Maryland. How can I possibly live up to that?
You know, you do, my goodness. It's of course, Greg Swiatek from the Frederick News Post talking sports.
It wasn't a good weekend, by the way.
It's hard to... You know, to come in after Miss Maryland. It really is.
And especially to talk about a bunch of losses is what we had. I mean, the Nationals got blown out yesterday by the lowly Miami Marlins. The Orioles got shut out 8-0. The Keys lost.
Yeah.
The Redskins are down to like 2 running backs. Like, so what's the good news you want me to bring?
High school football starts in a
yeah, practice is underway.
Yeah.
We're about, a little less than 2 weeks now from the start of the high school football season on August 31st. So look forward to that.
Do you think schools, when I was in high school, and they might not anymore, but when I was in high school, we played like Hedgesville and some other schools in Jefferson County and stuff like that. They got a little head start on us because they've been practicing a little longer. Their schools start today. They'll probably start their football season by the end of next week before Frederick does and Frederick County does.
There might be a few West Virginia games each year. I don't think there's that many, though. Okay. So
I didn't know if that was some...
Occasionally Martinsburg, which is a very good West Virginia program, will show up on someone's schedule, or Hedgesville, like you say, or a school like that. But I don't think there's many West Virginia games this year. Okay. There's probably one or two, but not that many. So
the Keys still put in the fact that they are 11 games behind the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Hey,
14 to play.
So
and
you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Right.
The magic number is 3.
Right. But, of elimination, not of clinching.
Right.
So. The Keys started to play better a little bit in the second half, but then they just can't beat Lynchburg. No one can. The Hillcats are comfortably the first place team in their division. The Keys have struggled against their own division opponents this year. I think they only have 10 wins in the second half against division opponents, and I think they have one of the worst records for the season against just division rivals. So you're not going to go very far when that's the case. So. It seems to be hitting one game and pitching the other. So that, I mean, they get good starts, but then the offense doesn't show up, or, I mean, vice versa. I mean, it's baseball, but,
right.
Just one of those things where they just haven't been able to put it together for huge stretches of the season.
We got to take a break. We'll have more with Greg Swiatek coming up on the Morning News Express. But first, let's get a look at your 930 WMD traffic for Mid Maryland commuters. Diana Gibson has the details.
This is Glenn Klusman from Newmarket. It's time to rise and shine with the Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
Well, here we go again. More with Greg Swiatek from the Frederick News Post. Greg, I know it's at Greg_Swiatek. There you go.
Underscore's my middle name.
If you were the manager, your management from the Orioles, organization.
Front office?
Yeah, front office. Who do you call up for the Frederick Keys?
Brandon Klein, I think, would be he's not with the Keys, but he would be a possibility, I would think. He's having a really good season with the Bowie Bay Sox. He's from Frederick, TJ graduate in 2009. What's the harm in looking at him? So, I mean, see what he could do against major league hitters. He doesn't have to start the season in the major leagues next year. You can go right back down to developing in the minor leagues. Hey, give him a shot. Let him take a crack at the best hitters on the planet. So
anybody else at Frederick that you could sit there and say make that two team jump? I mean,
on the Keys,
the Orioles, and that, like, that's what I meant by two team.
I mean, from the Keys all the way to the Orioles.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. They have a couple of pitchers, but I mean, you have Zach Lowther, who's been pitching with Alex Wells, who appeared in the
future. Is that how you say his name, Lowther?
Lowther, yeah.
Well, I say Lowther.
I think it's Lowther. Okay. I said Lowther first too, and then I was corrected by Zach himself, I believe.
Okay.
So very very nicely, he wasn't rude about it or anything.
Well,
but
but
Alex Wells, mm-hmm. who pitched in the Futures game, he's gone at least 7 innings, I think, in 4 of his last 5 starts, if I have that correct. He's pitched really well. Position players, I mean, Jomar Reyes has been a highly touted guy for a while now, and he's spent a lot of time with the Keys.
Yeah.
He's having an okay season. I don't know if he warrants a look at the major league level.
Question is, with a guy like that, is it just that he's a bust, or is he bored in Frederick and not giving everything that he has?
I think he's giving everything that he has. I don't think it's a question of effort. I just don't know why it hasn't come together for him more. Yeah. So, yeah.
That happens. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Ravens and the Redskins. Redskins, defense looks pretty good.
Defense looks good. The concern right now with the Redskins is their running game, because they lost Samaje Perine to an injury in their preseason game against the Jets. And that was after losing Darius Geis, their second round pick. Late first or second round, I forget exactly, but their high draft pick to an injury.
Adrian Peterson, baby.
Yeah, they looked down. They looked at Jamaal Charles, another former fantasy football star, who played well for the Kansas City Chiefs and briefly for the Denver Broncos. I think Orleans Darkwa, former New York Giants running back, who's okay, mid-level at best running back. I think they gave him a look. So they'll probably end up signing a running back here in the next week or so, I would say. I mean, they probably have to, just for depth chart purposes. And the Ravens play tonight against the Colts.
Yeah.
So, well, you guys, never mind. You guys
don't. Yeah, I don't think we're doing the Ravens this year.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't carry the Ravens. I was going to say, let's tune in to WFMB to hear the Ravens.
About that.
So,
we don't give them the RSPICT they deserve anymore.
So. Yeah, Aretha, nice.
Yeah, there you go.
RIP to Aretha Franklin.
There you go. So. All right, anything else we're leaving out?
No, just looking forward to the start of the high school season. High school golf is underway.
Yes, of course it has to be.
Yeah, because they run out of light before real long. So, but we'll be underway here with local sports very shortly.
When does the football
football previews start coming out on Saturday, the 25th? Okay. Or actually Friday. We'll have my big a preseason top five reveal, the top five teams in Frederick County.
What I really want to do is, how do I get in on the pick the winner segment?
Pick the winner segment.
Yeah,
Well, we might have to have you on as a guest, as the celebrity picker,
right?
In some of these weeks,
yeah. It'd be a great head-to-head battle between the Swatek and the Miller.
That would be a great head-to-head battle.
Yeah.
So
you know who would win it.
Yes.
That's why I'm not in it. Greg Swatek, Frederick News Post. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. It's the Morning News Express.